I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to this segment. I am Buddy Shula, and we're happy to have you here this weekend as we are with ECVA. That's Eye Care and Vision Associates. And we're here with Dr. Montesanti, and we're going to be talking about things that you are interested in. First, I want to let you know to call them, 631-EYES. It's 631-888-716, of course. And we're here with a doctor, as we've been before. But we talk about things that are important to you because, you know, we're all growing old. Things happen. And especially to our eyes, which is why it is so important to, and I don't know if people realize it, but it's more important to have routine eye exams, not only to see if you could see better, but doctor, aren't there more reasons than just that to have a routine eye exam?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, buddy. And absolutely, there are more reasons. I always like coming and talking with you and speaking with your audience, but your point is well taken. You know, routine eye exams do the obvious, right? They check for problems on the surface or things that a patient might notice, especially vision or comfort up there. But there are subtle things. Take, say, glaucoma, for example. There are things that are insidious that can slowly grow and slowly take away vision, in that particular case, in the periphery, that we wouldn't know or you might not know without a detailed exam. That's just one of many things. There are cataracts and macular degeneration, retinal problems and surface problems. So the more often a patient would come in, i.e. annually, let's say, the more likely we are to pick up some of these early problems that can turn into big problems down the road.
Yeah, well, one person I know who had an eye exam, they came back and they said they had a heart issue. They found it in their eyes.
Right. And I didn't even mention that. You know, in the eyes, interestingly, that's the only place in the body we can see blood vessels without opening up the skin. When I use, or colleagues like mine use, a lens, we can look back through the pupil in behind the eye to the retina, and we see the blood vessels. So let's say you had hypertension or diabetes, there are changes, little microvascular changes in those blood vessels that we could pick up just by looking through that lens and probably start the patient on a course to better treatment earlier.
Now, there are, as we all get older, there are, you know, similar things that everybody goes through in terms of their eyes. What are certain eye issues that are specifically due to getting older?
I'll tell you, the big one, and the same one I'm going through, and some of your colleagues might be going through that as well, is reading glasses. You know, let's say we're corrected for distance. You know, either we wear contacts or we just don't need glasses for distance. And I hear the story all the time that, geez, I haven't worn glasses since I was a kid. I haven't had a single thing. I've been seeing great. And all of a sudden, I can't read the newspaper, or I can't see my iPhone or my wristwatch. So there's a term called presbyopia, and it's an aging term. It means as you reach a certain age, and that's usually about 45 or so, you no longer can accommodate, you can focus that lens in your eyeball up close. So people start to push things further away. You ever hear people say, my arms just aren't long enough? Or if you're at the restaurant, you can't quite read the wine list anymore because the light's dim. That's the term presbyopia. And that's easily corrected with reading glasses. But sometimes it's scary. If you don't know that it's coming and if it seems to come on overnight, it can be a problem that people don't know how to deal with. That's one of those things we check for when the patient would come in for a routine exam. And the fix could be as simple as reading glasses.
You know, and that brings up another point where there are some times where I'll be in a, you know, restaurant with somebody and they'll fumble with different five pairs of glasses, or they'll forget the reading glasses and stuff like that. Are there glasses that you don't need to do that with?
Well, yeah, there are several types, right? So if you are someone who doesn't need distance glasses but does need reading glasses because you reach a certain age, i.e. my age, where you start to need that up close help, then you can get just plain old reading glasses and put them on. But there are people, and many people, in fact, that need glasses for distance, intermediate zones, and near. And in those cases, we have bifocals, trifocals, progressives. There are single lens glasses that can get the patient all three zones of vision without having to pull them off and put new ones back on. generally they're more expensive than the inexpensive reading glasses you might buy in a, you know, a drugstore or a grocery store. But you cover all the zones, and those are things that we can certainly help with at our optical shops.
You know, and that, you bring up a good point about, you know, going to your, you know, local grocery store and buying a pair of glasses. I can't think that that's better than going to a doctor for your eyes.
Right. So it's not better per se, but they do work. And I confess, I use them as well. You know, those work in a pinch. You can put a pair of plus two glasses on up close and get your newspaper in that morning. But it's no substitute, like you mentioned, for having a good complete eye exam, because there are other things and things we haven't talked about yet that can happen either with age or without age, just randomly happen or sporadically happen to someone's eyes, who you wouldn't know you'd have necessarily unless you had a good evaluation.
So ECVA and Dr. Montesanti deal with a lot of people, a lot of older people get cataracts. First of all, when you mention the word cataract, it seems ominous because many decades ago, it was a little, you know, if you had a cataract, from what I know, it was a big deal. Now it's a less of a big deal by far. And first of all, how does, if somebody does not have an eye exam, what would make them think they may have cataracts?
The cataracts mostly affect vision. It's not really a feeling. There's not a discomfort. You can't feel that you have a cataract necessarily. I mean, there's exceptions to that, but for the most part, you can't feel you have a cataract. Really, it's vision. And a cataract is the lens that's in your eye, right? We're all born with a lens, and that lens can focus and help us to see better. But over the years, the lens made up of cells keeps growing. But the cells that are made in the lens, they can't escape the capsule the lens is in. So it becomes more and more full with these dead cells. And those cells turn yellow and hazy and cloudy. And then after a time, we call that lens a cataract. So to answer your question, what a patient would notice is this yellowing, this hazing lens that's in their eyeball, diminishing their vision. Usually, and the classic sign is that patients who used to drive just great at night no longer can drive well at night. Either there are halos around headlights, or the stoplights don't look great, or you just can't read those green signs anymore. That's sort of the first sign. As the cataract becomes more advanced, even during daylight or good lighting conditions, they seem to have trouble visually. It's one of those vague, you know, sort of you can't explain what the vision is like. You know, it's just not as good as it used to be. So, and that's usually the first sign of cataracts.
So, but there is a solution. ECVA has that solution to removing cataracts. And when you remove cataracts, what's the difference between before and after for the patient?
Yeah, that's a pretty amazing difference. I'll tell you, one of the greatest job satisfaction stories I hear are patients 1 to 2 days after having a cataract surgery. But to answer your original question is, yes, ECVA and ophthalmology surgeons can remove a cataract a lot simpler nowadays than we could in the past. That same yellow, hazy, growing lens we talked about is removable with ultrasound, sound waves. We make just a small poke on the outside of the eye where the white and the colored part meet. We send sound waves in, breaks up the cataract and sucks it out. We replace the lens that we took out. The cataract was a lens, remember. We replace that lens with a new acrylic lens that's crystal clear. It doesn't become cloudy ever. So the next day or a couple of days later, depending on how the patient heals, it's a dramatic change in the brightness, the color. You know, the colors are truer again, in the overall vision quality.
So this is something that ECVA performs a lot. What is it like in terms of the procedure itself? Does it hurt? Is it an inpatient, outpatient?
Right. It's an outpatient procedure. It does not hurt. You know, there's the most hurt that it causes is emotional, right? Who wants to have surgery on their eyeballs? It's a scary thing. You know, geez, I think in my own eyes, you know, the last thing I'd want is surgery up there. But this is a piece of cake. It generally takes 5 to 10 minutes. There's no needles anymore. We don't use stitches. It's done with sound waves. It's generally painless. We don't hear patients complain of pain, and it recovers pretty quick. You know, cataract surgery is the safest of all surgeries, you know, appendix and tonsils and all those things notwithstanding. Cataract surgery is the single safest and most successful of all surgeries. And interestingly, LASIK is the most successful elective or non-elective surgery. Sorry.
You know, that's interesting because, you know, like I said, decades ago, cataract surgery was a big deal, wasn't it?
It was, right? We used to have to, even as short as 20 years ago, have to cut open the eyeball and remove the cataract, the actual lens, either intact or break into smaller fragments using a very large incision. then we'd either implant the lens back in the front of the iris or behind the iris. And the patients would literally have to stay supine, lying on their backs, still for days in the hospital. It was, you know, horrific, archaic. Slowly, though, we converted to what we call phaco emulsification or ultrasound. And that's been the biggest breakthrough of surgery. And nowadays, it's almost exclusively done.
So what if somebody has a cataract and they don't do anything about it? What kind of effects can happen?
Well, the biggest one is loss of vision. And I don't mean where your vision goes black, but just less and less clear and good vision. And over time, it gets to the point where you can't pass the driver's test anymore. We all know driving is independence, right? Nobody wants to lose that. And if you're cognitively and physically able to drive, the last thing you want to do is lose that license because you can't see well enough to pass the test. If the cataract continues to grow and it becomes worse, patients can become what they call legally blind. Again, not where everything's all black, but where it's hazy enough, you can't do your normal daily activity. And then lastly, if the cataract were to grow large enough to push on the iris, there is a secondary glaucoma that can occur as well. So although people are afraid of having surgery, and I understand that, generally doing the cataract surgery helps multiple things, not just your vision.
That's good to know. We're here with ECVA and Dr. Montesanti. You can call 631-EYES. That is 716-631-8888. Let's talk, while we have about 2 minutes left, about glaucoma. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so that's a tough one. You know, glaucoma is, by definition, damage to the optic nerve, right? The nerve that carries the information from the back of the eyeball to the brain. Glaucoma is a disease where the damage to that nerve occurs because the pressure in the eyeball is too high. Now it's not a specific number, right? There's a thing called normal tension glaucoma, where the pressure may seem normal compared to the rest of the population, but the patient would still have glaucoma. That's because that pressure is too high for that patient. So it's not as simple as saying, oh, my pressure is above a certain number, like blood pressure. It's looking at the optic nerve. And we go back to your original question when we first started our discussion about routine eye exams. It's important for us to check that optic nerve to look for early signs of glaucoma. The most insidious thing about glaucoma is you can't tell until it's too late. And when it is too late, we can't get it back. If you lose vision from glaucoma, we can't recover it. So to reiterate, glaucoma is damage to that nerve that's irreversible because of the pressure in the eyeball.
Wow. So that's a little bit different. That's something you really have to get taken care of.
Absolutely.
And the way you would know that is by, you know, going to an eye doctor, and they can tell you that. It's like if you have high blood pressure, but you don't know it. When you go to your doctor, that's why you go to a doctor. A doctor would tell you that you have high blood pressure and here's what you need to control it. Now, if you were never told that, something bad could happen. And it's the same thing here with glaucoma. It seems that you need to know if you have it or not. You do this by getting a routine eye exam. These eye exams are simple. They don't hurt. They provide so much information for you. So I definitely recommend to call ECVA at one of their locations, get an appointment with the doctors, and go through these things. Make sure, you're worried about your sugar. You're worried about everything else. You got to be worried about your eyes, too. And you can do that by calling 716-631-EYES. That's 631-EYES or 716-631-8888. That's what it comes out to be, 716-631-8888. Doctor, you provided some great information on eyes and seeing better and controlling these problems, and hope our audience takes advantage of all this education that you gave and gives ECVA a call. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, buddy. I always love to speak with you.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.